Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming sin in our life. Remember, sin means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. And the effect of sin is it brings destruction in all kinds of areas. And God wants us to overcome sin. Remember, sin has no dominion over you. Jesus, of course, is the one who took away our transgressions. He was bruised for them. He's the one who took away all of our sin. And he appeared once to put away sin. He's purged it all. He sat down at the right hand of the Father. Now he remembers our sins no more. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin, and now we can walk free from it in the ways of righteousness. Remember, you were a sinner, but now you've been made the righteousness of God. If you've been born again, you're in right standing with God. Sin has no dominion over you. Jesus was the Lamb of God. He took away all that sin. Now we can walk free from it. Praise God. And we're looking at principles. We've talked about the fact that we need to walk in the fear of the Lord. We need to walk in the Word and deal with the flesh and put on that new man and be sure that we confess our sins and receive the forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. If we'll awake to righteousness and hide the Word in our heart, we will not sin against the Lord. And we've been talking in Romans 6, 7, and 8 in the last broadcast. We're going to go over this again because this is a real important area for you to understand, and you need to get a hold of this. Romans 6, beginning here in verse 11, it says, "Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." You must reckon yourself dead to sin. You know, some Christians today, a lot of Christians, unfortunately, just kind of succumb to sin. They just figure they're going to sin, so, you know, everybody sins, and they kind of take it lightly. You should have an attitude of absolute abhorrence of sin. You should hate sin. You should be resisting and striving against sin. You should not yield to it in any area of your life. You are dead unto sin, but you're alive through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body." Do not let it reign in you. It says, how are you going to do that? Because you're going to yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. If you yield it as an instrument of unrighteousness, it produces sin. You're yielding yourself to God and your members, which would be your mind and what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're speaking with your tongue, what you're involved in your actions, whatever you get involved in, as instruments of righteousness. Yield those members unto God, and then you will walk in the ways of victory, and sin will have no dominion over you. You have to yield yourself to it in order for it to have dominion in your life. And in fact, it says there in Romans 6:16, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey?" Notice, you're not just yielding to sin, but you're actually yielding to a personality that's behind the sin, and that is the devil. To whom you yield yourself. You're yielding yourself to a person, and that is the activity of Satan, who comes to bring you into bondage through sin. If you yield yourself a servant to obey the enemy, then his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. God be thanked down in verse 17, you were the servants of sin, but now you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. You've been made free from sin, and now you are a servant of righteousness. You know, you need the revelation. You are the righteousness of God. You've been made that way because of what Jesus did. You are now in right standing with God. And you need to start considering yourself, I am a servant of righteousness. I am yielding my members as servants to righteousness, and that's what produces holiness. You know, we want to get to be holy and walk in the ways of God, but you got to realize you're in right standing with God, and you're going to yield your members unto righteousness because that's what's going to produce holiness in your life. Well, in Romans chapter 7, remember the dilemma that Paul was talking about. He said, the things that I do not, I allow not, in verse 15. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. He says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good. Now it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. See, he didn't want to do it, but something was in him leading him in doing sin and accomplishing that. He said that what's in me, in my flesh, talking about, dwells no good thing. To will's present with me. You know, to will to walk in the ways of God is present with us. How to perform that which is good, he didn't know. He said, the good that I want to do, I don't do. The evil that I do, or that I don't want to do, I do. Otherwise, he kept doing the wrong things. And he realized it was sin dwelling within him. Yet he also saw that he delighted in the law of God after the inward man. But he saw another law in his members, and that is in the area of the flesh, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. And he says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then he concludes, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. If your mind is renewed to God's word and you are doing what the word says from your mind, you will serve the law of God and you will not sin. But if you walk by the flesh, if your mind is influenced by the flesh, what you feel, what you see, what your own desires are, anything that's independent of the word of God, then you will walk in the law of sin and it will bring you into captivity. You know, the Bible says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. That's in Romans 8 too. We don't have to be yielding to the law of sin and death anymore. Now we can walk in the law of the Spirit of life as our mind is renewed to the truth. And this is so important that you get your mind renewed to the truth of the Word of God so you don't yield to sin. In Romans chapter 8 verse 5, he says, those that are after the flesh are going to mind the things of the flesh. What's your focus? Are you focused after what you want? Are you focused after the sense realm? Are you focused after your own lusts, your own desires? If so, you'll mind the things of those desires and it will bring you into captivity. But if you're after the Spirit, that means you're following after your Spirit. You're following after the things of the Word of God to please the Lord. Then you are going to walk in the Spirit according to the Word. To be carnally minded, that's a fleshly ruled mind, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What's the difference between a carnal mind and a spiritual mind? A carnal mind is not subject to the Word of God. It becomes actually an enemy against God. It's just doing whatever you want independent of God's Word. While a spiritual mind is acknowledging God's Word as the source and authority, and it is renewed to the Word of God, and it is choosing from their mind to do what the Word says so that they are spiritually minded. What does that produce? That produces life and peace in you. In fact, the Bible says if you are in the flesh, you will not be able to please God. So you've got to get yourself in the Word, and the Word-ruled mind will cause you to walk in the ways of the Lord, and you will not sin. You know, we have to realize the fact that as we are walking in His ways, that we are not going to be yielding to the devil anymore. And if we do, though, then the enemy could come back in. You know, there's a scripture over in John 5:14. The Bible says that if you sin any more, then a worse thing could come upon you. That's what Jesus said. This is the man that got healed in the temple. It's in John 5:14. Jesus found him in the temple and he said, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. You know, some people, they've been set free from a bondage, and then they keep going on back in the areas of sin, and then they wonder why it came back and even worse the next time. Sin no more, or a worse thing will come on you. Very important. You've got to walk uprightly before the Lord. Now, we want to be free from sin in every area of our life. And this is important that you deal with relationships properly. If anybody has something against you, go to that brother and be reconciled if possible. Don't ever let yourself get in unforgiveness. That'll be an area of sin in your life. Remember that love covers the multitude of sins. If you have any respect of persons, James 2:9, then you will have committed sin. It's important that we do not sin against a brother. You know, Romans or 1 Corinthians 8:12 it says if you sin against a brother, you actually are sinning against Christ. You cannot afford to sin against any person or have any resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, negative attitudes, retaliatory, holding grudges, anything that is sin, that is missing the mark, would be contrary to love. You cannot let it be in you. Love covers the multitude of sins. Praise God. Very important. You've got to watch that you're overcoming everything that the enemy brings against you, because he'll try to bring you into captivity. Especially, don't get yourself hardened. You know, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 talks about how they were hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is very deceitful, and it will cause a hardening of your heart. And if so, then that will keep you bound. We're going to walk free from sin. In fact, if you have an area of sin in your life, you really need to deal with this and really come against it. Hebrews 12:1 says that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. You know, many people have a sin that just so easily besets them. You need to get in the Word and hear the Word and get yourself so established in the Word, and also cast out all demonic spirits that have come in from sin and clean house on that, and then not yield to the flesh anymore, but walk in the Spirit with your mind, choosing to do the Word of God and overcome that area. You've got to deal with that. In fact, in Hebrews 12:4, it says, you've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. That's speaking about Jesus. He would resist sinning by continually resisting the enemy. It said he resisted unto blood, striving against sin. This has got to be our attitude. We're going to strive against sin. We're not about to give place to it in any area of our life. And this is so important, because if we want to walk with the Lord, we can't be in fellowship with that which is of sin. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? None. What communion has light with darkness? None. What concord has Christ with Belial? What part of he that believeth with an infidel? None. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you're the temple of living God. And God said, I'll dwell in you and walk in you, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. And then he says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. God says, come out from everything that is not of him. Be separate from all that is of sin, and touch not the unclean thing. And then he says, I'll receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be sons and daughters unto him, saith the Lord Almighty. And then in verse 7, chapter 1, it says, chapter 7, verse 1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. See, it's dealing with all the sin and all the demonic spirits, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. You can walk free from sin, do the Word, and overcome in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close